Welcome to Living Hope. With today's teaching, here's the Reverend Richard Brunton.
Hello, welcome to the Living Hope program today. Today we are going to continue looking into some of the early ministry of God's servant Joshua. We've already seen how Joshua, in many ways, is a type of Jesus. Something of what Jesus was going to do is seen in Joshua picking up the challenge to take over from Moses and to bring the people into the promised land. Jesus had been foretold by the prophets. They had spoken about his coming, but he is God. The prophets were not. But now Jesus comes into the scene and he takes what the prophets have said, he fulfills their prophecies, and he does the ministry of reconciliation and salvation as he obeys God. Now Joshua, of course, isn't Jesus, but there are still some parallels. And one of the parallels I want just to think about in this program particularly is the centrality of God's word. We know again with Jesus that he faces so many things with a clear understanding of the word of God. When he's tempted in the wilderness, when the enemy wants to distract him and take him away from the whole work of going to the cross and laying down his life for us, the devil tries ever so hard, but Jesus refutes him with the word of God. Now, we mentioned in the previous program that Joshua is feeling somewhat vulnerable. He needs three times to hear that exhortation, be strong and very courageous. But it's not just be strong, be courageous, be courageous. The Lord actually says, you have the word. Now, one of the things I always find quite remarkable about these sort of statements, also in the Psalms, is that the word of God that they had is not as much as what we have. They probably, at this stage, at the most, had the first five books, whereas we've got 66 books to reflect on, to meditate on, to ponder, and to reflect and pray and seek to obey. Joshua, at the very most, as I've said, only had the first five, but he's told, keep it on your lips, meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. How is he going to be strong? How is he going to be courageous? How is he going to galvanize this people and take them into the promised land? Well, it's the word of God that will sustain him and strengthen him. That's exactly the same for you and me. It's the word of God which is able to give us the strength to do what God is calling us to do. Very important that Joshua is told to do something rather deeper than just read it. The scriptures emphasize, let it be always on your lips. Speak it out. Many of us, as children in Sunday school, were encouraged to memorize verses, speak them out. There's a great danger in the 21st century of losing that. A great challenge just to look it up on your phone or on your computer. But of course there are many people listening to this program who don't have those modern things. And yet you are able to commit to memory scripture, and I encourage you to do so. Meditate on it, dwell on it, chew on it, seek to, as it were, get every little bit out of a scripture in terms of what God is saying. God's word truly is food that is able to nourish, strengthen, and help us to do the will of God. Let God's word dwell in you richly. We must pause for some worship, after which my good friend Patrick is going to join me. We'll reflect a little bit more on the importance of the Word of God in being successful as Christians.
You're listening to Living Hope, the ministry of the Reverend Richard Brunton. I'm Patrick Woodward, and I've come now to talk to Richard further about these verses from Joshua chapter 1. So we're talking about the law and God's encouragement to Joshua to meditate on the law day and night. And you mentioned that the law that they had was perhaps just the first five books of the Bible that we have today. So what's our attitude meant to be towards this today? We have the whole Bible. How much of that is the Word of God?
Well, first of all, as evangelical Christians, we are committed to this very clear issue that the Bible is the Word of God from Genesis to Revelation. Every word inspired by God. And therefore, we would say, to make the point, we would not say the Bible contains the Word of God, because if it's a container, you might have to try and get out, well, what is the Word of God? But we don't approach it like that. We approach it and say, it is the Word of God. All of it is the Word of God. Clearly, some parts are much easier to understand than others. But nevertheless, it's all the Word of God, and therefore we seek to be nourished and to develop our faith, our understanding, our doctrine, our way of life. It all comes from the Word of God, so we must dwell on all of it.
So how do we respond to that today? Is it simply a case of continually reading the Bible from cover to cover, or are there different ways that we can respond to it and remain true to this encouragement to be very committed to it?
Well, I think that it's important to look at the Word of God from the perspective of what is God saying to me. The Word of God is not just something to look at. It's something to respond to. The Word of God is living. I mean, traditionally, we tend to look at a book and we say, well, it's dead. You know, it's not going to bite you. But when we look at God's Word, we're saying, actually, it can bite you. You can read something and it can really get a grip on you. And you can really feel quite sort of challenged about what it means. It's good when we have read whatever portion we've read, and I don't think we must dictate how much people should read. I think that's a very individual thing. But when you've read what has been read, it's always good to just ask the question, Lord, how does this apply to me? Is there anything in what I've read today that I need to take particular notice of in my life? And frankly, sometimes there will be things and it will be very clear, and sometimes there won't appear to be. But if we've asked the question, I believe we've entered into the spirit of what Joshua is told to do, and just find that there'll be days when there'll be loads of things to think about, and other days maybe not quite so many, but that's okay.
I mean, different people in different countries and cultures have got different sorts of resources. As you say, for many people, the written word, a book, is something they will have by them. Other people may not, because they might be living in a country where, you know, it's illegal to have a physical Bible. And they might be listening to it, for example, on this program or online or in some other way. Are those ways equally valid to listen to the Word of God as well as to read it?
Yes, I think that's an important thing, because it encourages us that it's not about how many copies of the Bible you have. It's more that you value what you have. And this is, of course, one of the reasons why I believe Scripture encourages us to speak it out. Because sometimes you may have had a season where the Word of God was readily available, and then for some reason it's taken away. It could be you lose your sight and cannot physically read it. There can be all sorts of things. But if it's in your heart, you can go back to it. You can reflect upon it. So the way that you do it, that isn't so much the point. It's more to do with taking time, taking stock, to reflect and ask questions about God's Word in terms of what God is saying to you.
Okay, Richard, thank you very much indeed. Join us again next time as we continue looking at God's Word in the next Living Hope. You've been listening to Living Hope from the Reverend Richard Brunton. If you'd like to contact Richard, please visit our website at living-hope.org.uk.